Zion's weight had nothing to do with the torn meniscus in the rookie's injured right knee. 49ers acquired wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders from the Broncos. The Patriots got wide receiver Mohamed Sanu from the Falcons for a second rounder. I'm Dan Byer.
We are Buffalo.
This is Bullseye on Weather on AM 930 and 100.3 FM. Overnight, starlight. Low near 43. Sunshine Wednesday. High near 57.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL at 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas, you have us for a couple more hours here. And we have a revolving door here in the studio. Lots of studio guests today. And we have another friend of show joining us, Joe Matusek with the Lakota Way stopping by. Word has it, there's a pretty big event coming up here in a couple days. The Pearls of Wisdom Dinner, going to be a lot of fun. Joe, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you? Good seeing you, Andy. Good seeing you, Mike. Yep.
Well, good to see you as well. And we were going over some of the details of the Pearls of Wisdom event, and this is an award-winning event. Now, I'm glad that you ended up winning an award for this because, boy, you were working your keister off at the Best of Lorain County event over at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center a couple months ago, so congratulations.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was. We had a lot of fun promoting the event, being creative. We were handing out pearl necklaces to all the people who came by, and actually LaCenter partnered with us and had appetizers that they were giving away that we will be serving at the Pearls of Wisdom event this coming Thursday evening.
It's going to be a blast. And I think what's so fun about this is obviously anybody who has heard about the Pearls of Wisdom dinner, you know that the keynote speaker is Tom Arnold. That'll be a lot of fun, but it's so much more than sitting down and hearing Tom speak. You guys have a ton of really cool auction prizes available, so let's run down that list because there are some tickets still available, as I understand it, and there's an opportunity to win some really cool items.
Actually, the auction items are live through our website, so if there's some things that interest people, except for the live auction items, those are not live. Those will be live the night of the event.
They're live there. Yes.
Live here, live there. No, we have some great things. One of the things that you and I were talking about before the show, we have an opportunity, or you have an opportunity to win a game day party with Greg Pruitt from the 70s Browns running back at Main Event. It's you and 10 of your friends. We'll have a private room, and you will be watching the November 11th Buffalo game with Greg, and all the food and beverages are included. That's one item. There will be a six-course meal for 10 people at LaCenter, and that includes wine service, and you will have the ballroom to yourself for 10 of your friends. We have Monsters Hockey for 12 people in a loge, including parking and food. We have Firestone. Just a myriad of different things that you can purchase on our website. Then there's the live auction items. We have Ben Curtis, the 2003 British Open champion, will be at the dinner, as well as Greg Pruitt. And Ben will host seven of your friends and yourself and give you a clinic at Hudson Country Club. And again, we have different dinner packages and a sailing trip over Labor Day weekend to watch the air show from the lake rather than a crowded shoreline. But there's some great things. And I'm looking at the Browns' ultimate package for a 2020 game, and the game will be discussed after we determine the winner. But an on-field experience before the game starts, so you get to walk around the field. You get to go up and sit with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon in the radio booth and listen to them for a while, and you get acknowledgement on the field as well.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's a ton of really, really cool things going on there. Things that you just can't typically buy on Amazon. Let's just put it that way. There's a lot of really cool experiences. And you were telling me about one, too, where you can have a chef come to your house and cook for six people. I mean, that's just remarkable. There's really a little bit something for everybody. Now, you know, we all know there's a lot of cool things happening at the event. Tom Arnold's going to be there as well. Explain why the event is so important to the Licata Way.
Well, we've been doing this for years now, and a couple of years ago we decided to do a keynote speaker, and that has really taken off. And the keynote speaker has an addiction issue, and that's been the background of that person. We've had Judy Collins and Steve Ford, the son of President Gerald and Betty, Mackenzie Phillips, and then this year Tom Arnold, and each one of these individuals is battling with addiction. So they're coming in and sharing their story with the audience, and it can happen to anybody. It's a horrible disease, and it needs to be dealt with every day. And we do a give back where we share stories and, trying to help out the individual. And some of the people who come through our doors cannot afford our services through insurance, and we don't turn anybody away. So a lot of the money that we raise that evening or Thursday evening will go and pay for these individuals.
You think it's important for people to hear someone like Tom Arnold? I mean, a comedian who makes his life making other people laugh, and then he tells you, hey, I dealt with addiction, particularly people who may be fighting addiction themselves.
Yeah, they've all, everybody has gone through a rock bottom period where they've hit their lowest level through some of these addiction battles, where you're giving up so many things to chase that, either being alcohol or being at drugs or being gambling, and chasing that next high, and stealing and lying and all of those things that just come with the addiction, the battle with addiction. And him sharing some of those stories on how he dealt with it, may help some individual in trying to conquer, some of the things that they're dealing with.
It's interesting, too, because I think everybody's got a different experience, a different mm-hmm. way they've approached this and handled this. And with Tom Arnold, he's got his own personal experience with it, as you mentioned, but he's also kind of been a resource for a lot of other celebrities who have gone through this in the past, too, which I find interesting about him because, he's been able to share some of those experiences, and it seems like that's also kind of helped. How do you go about finding and getting in touch with a keynote speaker like Tom Arnold? Because I've always found that interesting. He seems like the perfect fit for an event like this.
And again, there's other people who have gone out and put a presentation together in this type of setting to, explain some of the things that they've gone through. There's speaker bureaus that are out there, a myriad of people that from athletes to politicians to again, rock musicians. And we don't want to pick the same category every year. We would like to, choose somebody else that it may, resonate better, with this kind of background versus, Tom Arnold, has a following. He's been around from, his comedy days and then being a writer on the Roseanne show and then marrying Roseanne, being in movies. I guess he's been in 130 movies.
Wow. Sounds about right.
And he says three good ones.
True Lies definitely falls
true
in that
lies.
One.
True Lies. But he's had some experiences, and he shares his story very well with, a lot of different individuals and helps a lot of people out. He professes the 12-step program, which he is a part of, and, would help anybody who might need it.
And you'd like to think his experience certainly will be beneficial for those in attendance. It's going to be a night full of so many different things. But, you know, you were telling me about this a few months ago. And I thought, boy, there's a lot of work that goes into putting this event together. Mm-hmm. And you had told me that, you know, there's still a few seats left.
Yes.
But it's an event that really kind of blew up, kind of in a way that you guys were hoping, didn't it?
Well, we started, the event was at DeLuca's about 4 years ago. And there was, I remember when I was asked to join Licata, I had a background in events. And I had a music background and some entertainment background, so this really fit some of my, you know, my sweet spot. And I reached out to Emerald Event Center. It was a new venue. It was just being constructed. In fact, I had my first meeting. I had to wear boots because the building wasn't done yet. And
did you have to put a construction hat on too?
Yeah, not at that point. We met at a picnic table in the middle of what is now the ballroom. And I said, you know, I'm looking for certain things and want to create this excitement about a benefit dinner that we're having. And, you know, I would like to bring in a recognizable name, a talent who is dealing with addiction. And so we sort of put our minds together. We have a large dinner committee of almost 20 people who all have a voice at the table. And, in fact, Tim Alcorn was on our dinner committee. He's going to have to leave us, but I see there's greener pastures on the Cavaliers radio network.
It's a little busy, I suppose, yeah.
But we have almost 20 people, and, yeah, again, each one of them has a voice, and they all bring their ideas, and it's a brainstorming session right after this dinner happens, and what do we do next year? How can we make it better? And those are the philosophies that we brought into Emerald, and it grew up and out of Emerald. You know, we put 300 and almost 400 people in there last year, sold out in 5 days. And this year we're looking at 460, 480 people.
In your mind, what is it that makes these events so unbelievably successful and clearly so popular as well? I mean, you talked about last year you sold it out in 5 days, and, you know, this year you're running out of seats.
I think it's the people in attendance. You're seeing a lot of the, notable people of Lorain County come, a lot of politicians and business owners. It's a large networking event. A lot of the people know each other from, you know, just different organizations. But we try to keep it fresh, come up with different ideas, different auction items, different raffles, different ways to, you know, be excited before the event. We have a couple videos that we're going to show this year. We have two award winners. We have Rob and Katerina Levitt from Levitt Jewelers is our Howard Maruso Award winner. And then we have Dr. and Lily Uzon, who has been incredible to our agency. And so it's a little bit of everything. You know, it's not just an auction, and it's not just raise the paddle and give me money, but there's entertainment involved. And every year changes.
And it sounds like it's going to be a blast. Again, it's in a couple of days. It's on Thursday. It's the Pearls of Wisdom Dinner at La Center in Westlake. What time does this all get going?
5:30. We just so people don't have to go home. The doors are open 5:30. So whenever anybody might get there, and then everything really starts rolling around 6:00, and we start wrapping up anywhere from 9:30 to 9:45. It is a school night, so.
We've all got bedtimes, especially on Thursday nights. Yeah. Although, you know what? Well, the kids get a lot of these days off. I think they're done with those October days off. So it'll be a lot of fun for those who attend. You mentioned there are some live auction items for those who are in attendance, but there's also a separate set of items up for bid that you can bid for on the website. So for those who are listening right now that would like to get information on A, how they can get tickets, and B, how they can be part of the action by bidding on those items that'll be up for bid without going to the event, how can they get more information?
We can go to our website at thelacadaway.org, and that's thelacadaway.org.
The Licata Way? Very simple. TheLakataWay.org, TheLakataWay.org. Joe, always a pleasure to have you in studio, my friend. Sounds like Thursday is going to be a blast. I'm sure you'll sleep very well on Friday when it's over and done with, but you guys have put a lot of hard work into it. It's an award-winning event, as we mentioned at the very beginning of the interview, so hopefully you guys are able to get everything the way you want on Thursday and everything goes well.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Matt. Yep. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you, Joe, again. That's Joe Matusak joining us with the Lakataway, talking about this Thursday's Pearls of Wisdom event at La Center in Westlake. Tom Arnold is the keynote speaker, and as Joe just mentioned, there are a lot of cool auction items up for bid as well, so make sure you head to the lakataway.org to check all of that out. All right, we need to get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. In just a moment, we've got the weather, your money now, and then Matt Douglas tells us what's happening with the local news here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
Bullseye on weather on AM 930 and the all-new 100.3 FM. No time for a rickety-rack chit-chat. Let's get right down to it. We will break it down. Tonight, starlight. Low near 43. Wednesday, sunshine, 57.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks finished in the red today, unable to hold early narrow gains. The Dow Industrials eased 39 points. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 58. And the S&P 500 slipped 10. Another brick-and-mortar chain is closing a large number of stores and seeking Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Destination Maternity operates stores under that name, as well as Motherhood Maternity and A Pea in the Pod. The company had 446 stores in the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico as of August 3rd, and also operated nearly 500 shops within a shop at various department stores and specialty retailers. The company plans to close 183 stores after recently shuttering 27. With Vince McMahon's XFL set to relaunch in early February, the Spring Football League confirmed today that 25 games will be telecast nationally. The league kicks off the weekend of February 8th, the weekend after the Super Bowl, with games on both Fox and ABC. Over the course of the season, there will also be games on FS1, FS2, ESPN, and ESPN2. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my